Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski says the federal government has more work to do following recent approval of the $2.2 trillion CARES Act. Murkowski says holes are showing up in the complex and rapidly assembled coronavirus response package.
It is not perfect legislation, and I think you will hear that repeated as we move forward in the various implementation of the aspects of the CARES Act.
As for example, Senator Murkowski points to a problem with using federal income tax records to identify recipients for individual assistance payments, saying that leaves out those who don't file federal returns, like Social Security recipients.
So Treasury is going to be implementing or setting up a portal to enter this information. We want to make sure that there's verification that the money is sent to the right folks in the right place. So that's just one little tiny piece of it that a lot of people are asking about.
Murkowski says another problem is that young people over 16 who are claimed by their parents as dependents are not eligible for assistance payments.
So what do you do with the student who's 19 years old? He is he's out on his own, and he has just been faced with a new reality of perhaps having to find new housing, or he doesn't have a job going forward, and he's declared a dependent on his parents' taxes. They don't get anything for him because he's over 16. He doesn't get anything for himself. And so we are looking at that and saying, all right, there's clearly a gap. How might we address this?
Congress is scheduled to reconvene April 20th, but Murkowski says that may be delayed as Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland are all under travel bans currently set to run until the 30th. Alaskans are being encouraged to go online and fill out a census questionnaire as the U.S. Census Bureau figures out its next steps for counting households and residents throughout the state. KFSK reports that the Bureau started field work in the state last month, but has paused it until April 15th at the earliest. Jeffrey Enos is deputy director of the Census Bureau's Los Angeles region, which includes Alaska.
We go into some of these rural areas. We update the maps, make sure we have a complete address list, and actually leave a census questionnaire and invitation to respond online at the door. So the majority of those households have in those rural areas have not received a census questionnaire because that operation was postponed and put on hold. But that does not preclude them from filling out the census online.
Enos says the hope is to have census takers counting again by April 15th. However, he notes things are changing daily and the Bureau wants to protect the health of its employees and the public. The website to fill out a questionnaire on your own is 2020census.gov. I'm Dan Bross.